I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the arse and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is souse. I have been making souse, right? Got that? Know what I'm talking about? You might be confused. You might stay that way. Let me unravel a bit. Here's souse is defined by the Wikipedia geniuses. 1. To plunge something or oneself into water or other liquid. 2. To drench or to be drenched. 3. To pour liquid over a person or a thing. 4. To steep or cook food in a marinade. 5. To make drunk. 6. Head cheese or brawn, a cold cut that originated in Europe. A version pickled with vinegar is known as souse. There are many variations of souse. Cold ones, hot ones, you'll see. I cooked with a guy named Ronnie Truax back in Key West in 1977. He was a burly, long-haired, Harley Davidson-riding man with no fear and a lot of dash. If I were casting him in a movie, I'd say Daniel Day-Lewis in his Gangs of New York mode. He was loud and had more chops than I did behind a stove at that point in life, and he was smart and passed up the head chef position I grabbed. He knew he'd make a little less money, but he'd have a lot more free time. He used it going to places in parts of Key West back in that time many hadn't quite the nerve to. He came back with souse one day and enlightened me to its savage yet seductive charms. Many souse recipes read like this. Clean a pig head and split it open. Place head, feet, and hocks in a large, heavy kettle and cover with water. Add salt and pepper. Bring to boil and cook until tender. Remove meat from liquid, cool, strip from bones and chop. Add spices and liquid and boil until liquid is reduced by half. That is not something we'd expect to learn on Giada De Laurentiis' Food Network show. To make mine, I went in several directions but never strayed too far from animal parts more familiar to the folks, say, in the Ozarks than Worth Avenue, Palm Beach. I start with pig's feet, smoked pork hocks, and pig's tails, and cook them in a mix of chilies, onions, spices, and water with a good dose of white vinegar. The pig's ears were missing on shopping day, so I suffered their loss. In another vessel, I prepare honeycomb tripe, also known as cow's stomach lining, which is slowly cooked and made tender with a mirepoix of vegetables, tomatoes, chilies, and good chicken stock. I'd make the meal with just that part and be happy, but that ain't souse, folks, so on we go. Bowing briefly to the less adventurous, throwing a bone, if you will, I put one more pot on the fire and cook always popular chicken wings in lime juice, not much lime, though, enough, with Yukon Gold potatoes, so sweet, serrano chilies for a nice, consistent chili buzz, bell peppers, carrots, and a red onion. I use the water that I cook the pig's tail, feet, and hock in, which I now call my pig bone broth. Why not? It sure didn't stay water after rolling with that pig for 3 hours. Everything is now joined together in one large pot and allowed to marry. Slowly, slowly. I serve it with finely chopped chilies and onions, torn cilantro, and a wedge of lime. If that kind of souse is too meaty, I have another recipe written by a lady from Texas for cheese dessert on soused camembert with almonds. You see? Souse. It's beyond definition. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.